This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, finance and investment directors from around the world meeting in Barbados on ways to advance the Caribbean's transition to green energy. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital moving to modernize with plans to go paperless. Tobago police make what's said to be the biggest drug bust in the island's history. The South Korean president declares martial law, and the White House defends the president's decision to pardon his son amidst a backlash. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Finance and investment directors from around the world are meeting in Barbados to outline ways to advance the Caribbean's transition to green energy. Hosted by the International Monetary Fund at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Managing Director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, said the forum was mainly about promoting collaboration between CARICOM countries on a timely and important topic. Making reference to a tour of Barbados's southwest coast yesterday, Georgieva said what she saw reinforced the need for swift action on climate funding and resilience.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Motley graciously took us to see the impact of burial on the coastal area of Barbados. It was a very sober trip. Yes, beautiful to be in the Caribbean waters, but so sad to see how much damage has been done and how the very existence of the main economic source for Barbados tourism could be threatened unless there is strong protection of coastal areas. When the beaches are gone, the tourists are gone. It's as simple as that.
Further highlighting the forum's significance, Georgieva said for the discussion around green energy transition to be impactful, finance had to be at the same table given the lack of fiscal space governments had within CARICOM.
Fiscal space, you simply don't have it. And when you don't have fiscal space and yet you have to deploy big part of it for expensive fossil fuels while you have abundant sun and winds and in some places geothermal energy, it just doesn't make sense. We have to find a faster path for the transition from that perspective. As Prime Minister Motley said, as long as the conversation about energy and finance happen in parallel and not together, we simply cannot come up with the right instruments that would make it possible for the transition to take place.
Managing Director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley came in for high praise this morning from the International Monetary Fund. Speaking at a high-level Caribbean forum this morning on managing the green energy transition, IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said prior, international finance had no consideration for the external shocks small island states were exposed to. Georgieva gave full credit to Motley for initiating the discussion globally that has now led the IMF's formation of a resilience and a sustainability trust.
The international community until 2021 did not recognize that vulnerability to climate shocks should be a criterion for concessional finance. It was Mia that championed that, and then I'm proud to say we at the IMF came up with the Resilience and Sustainability Trust, which is the first time in the history of international finance when vulnerable middle-income countries have access to concessional finance so they can support their own transformation.
IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Continuing, in her opening remarks, Prime Minister Motley said one of the biggest issues now preventing acceleration of the green energy transition was the regulatory framework in Barbados and across the region.
We ourselves in Barbados have been struggling over the course of the last 4 years with a regulatory framework that has not necessarily met the needs of the country. In fact, it has compromised in some instances our ability to reach safely on our goal of net zero for 2035. I strongly believe, as I've said in the past, and I think I said it on the last occasion that we met, that the region needs to step up to the plate on the complex issues of regulation, ensuring that the limited capacity that we have can be utilized to the maximum with respect to the benefit of all countries.
Prime Minister Mia Motley speaking from the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre earlier this morning. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is taking steps towards its modernization with plans to go paperless. A key part of this initiative will see the country's primary healthcare facility transitioning to a digital health information system as part of its strategic plan for 2025 to 2028. This comes ahead of tomorrow's town hall meeting at the QEH, where members of the public will have the opportunity to voice their views and suggestions on the plan for the next 3 years. Details of the plan were disclosed by Director of Support Services, Louise Bob, during a news briefing at the QEH this morning.
The digital transformation of the QEH is a subcomponent of government's public sector modernization program. And this program was developed so that our country could compete more efficiently in the digital economy, and that meant enhancing our services in the various public sector areas. The QEH Health Services is one of them, and I am very pleased to let the public know that we are well on our way towards our digital transformation. The transformation has several components to it, and one of the most intriguing and interesting would be the implementation of a health information system.
She said the new health information system will aid the hospital in becoming more efficient.
This HIS would be designed to offer a more efficient and effective service to our publics. Imagine a world at the QEH where there are no missing notes. You attend your outpatient clinic, all of your information is at the clinicians, nurses and doctors and other stakeholders, healthcare workers' fingertips. Your information is real time, easily accessible. Is even accessible to you as a patient, because part of the HIS would be the implementation of a patient portal.
Director of Support Services with the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Louise Bob. Tobago police say they have seized drugs estimated at a value of more than $42 million TT and arrested two men after they intercepted a pirogue at Pigeon Point Beach there last night. In what lawmen have described as the biggest drug bust in the island's history, they said that members of the Tobago Division Task Force intercepted the pirogue with two occupants, one from Trinidad and the other from Tobago, at around 7 p.m. The police said they found 231.7 kilos of marijuana, 13 kilos of powdered cocaine, and several guns and 167 rounds of ammunition. The police said that the two men assisting their investigations had recently been released from prison. Former Bahamas Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis has called for a commission of inquiry into alleged corruption in the country's police force. Dr. Minnis says he is prepared to testify before a commission of inquiry rather than speak to the current police commissioner, Clayton Fernanda. He made the statement as the fallout continues from the indictment by U.S. law enforcement authorities of a senior Bahamian police officer on charges of conspiracy to import cocaine, as well as possession and use of firearms. And finally, the White House has defended President Joe Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter, after repeatedly insisting he had no plans to grant such executive clemency. The press secretary said Mr. Biden had pardoned his son, who was facing sentencing later this month in two federal cases, to shield him from potential persecution by the outgoing president's political foes. The sweeping pardon covers any potential federal crimes that 54-year-old Hunter may have committed over the course of a decade. Recapping the headlines. Finance and investment directors from around the world meeting in Barbados on ways to advance the Caribbean's transition to green energy. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital moving to modernize with plans to go paperless. Tobago police make what's said to be the biggest drug bust in the island's history. The South Korean president declares martial law, and the White House defends the president's decision to pardon his son amidst a backlash. That's the conclusion of the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.